This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russian plans to launch a new space-based anti-satellite weapon system that could potentially wreak havoc on Earth are not set in stone, according to President Joe Biden, suggesting there's still a chance to persuade Moscow to change course. VOA's Jeff Selden reports.
Word of the new Russian anti-satellite system involving nuclear power or weapons began spreading earlier this week after a top U.S. lawmaker went public with concerns. But U.S. President Joe Biden says there's nothing to worry about just yet.
There is no nuclear threat to the people of America or anywhere else in the world with what Russia's doing at the moment.
He says in some ways, the Russian threat is still aspirational.
We found out there was a capacity to launch a system into space that could theoretically do something that was damaging. Hadn't happened yet.
U.S. officials say they're reaching out to their Russian counterparts, hoping to get Moscow to change course.
There is no evidence that they have made a decision to go forward with doing anything in space either.
A Kremlin spokesperson told Russia's TASS news agency that as of Friday, Russian officials had yet to hear from the U.S. Jeff Selden, VOA News, the Pentagon.
Israel's defense minister says that Israel is thoroughly planning its promised military offensive in the southern Gaza town of Rafah. That signaled a determination to move ahead despite growing international concerns about the safety of the large Palestinian civilian population huddled there. U.S. President Joe Biden urged Israel not to carry out the operation without a credible plan to protect civilians. While Egypt has said an operation could threaten diplomatic relations between the countries, many other world leaders have issued a similar message of concern. An estimated 1.4 million Palestinians, more